Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another week. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. He's kept us with our minds stayed on him. In spite of everything that's going on around about us, he's still able to keep us from falling. Isn't that good to know that he's able to keep you from falling, even when it seems like everything around you is tumbling down, but you're still standing on today? We just thank God. Thank you for my family, my children, my grandchildren, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, relatives, friends, and even our enemies on today. Those that hate us without a cause, we bless you on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you and praise you for another day. You kept us and you kept us when our minds stayed on you. You kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger on today. And God, we pray that you think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the hands of the enemy on today that comes to kill, to steal, and destroy people's lives. But you came to give us life and that life more abundantly, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you stir hearts, oh God, that you minister through my lips of clay and minister the word of life in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. As I said, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, there's so much going on in this world, you know, but I thank God that the word of God said he will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Keep your mind on Jesus. Keep your faith in God and the true and living God. There's so many things that is taking over people's mind today. You know, we talked about the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy you, you know, and there's demonic spirits everywhere, and evil is ever present in the earth, and, you know, and people going to and fro and don't know which way to go, and violence filling the land, and many people love has waxed cold, and people don't love like they used to, and it's just, oh my God, from 1 week, like I said, to the next, so much is going on. There's some that was here on last week that's not here today. There's some that was here this morning that's not even here this evening. That's how fast life is, you know. It's precious. It's precious. The Bible says redeem the times because the days are evil. You can look around and see that the days are certainly evil. And the Bible said that men's heart was continuously evil, wicked. Their thoughts was continually wicked and evil. I know this week we heard of the shooting, you know, the mass shooting at the church. The young lady, you know, went in and, you know, shot up those people, you know, the students and the adults as well, and different ones, you know, lost their lives. You know, it was the enemy once again coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And I'm telling you, I've just heard so many wicked and evil stories this week where the enemy is just taking over people's mind. I don't know why people don't believe that the devil exists. Who's killing? Who's stealing and destroying people's lives? It's nothing but the devil. As we always say, there's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of heaven, and there's the kingdom of Satan. And there's each one rules their own kingdom. And we have to make a choice on who we're going to stand for. I mean, you know, who are we going to serve? If we're going to serve the Lord, or we're going to serve the devil on today. You know, it's just so much. I even heard a story this week where a young man, his mother had died. As soon as she had died, he went and digged her up and was able to keep her body for 13 years. Oh, my God, he sat in front of the TV. I think they sat on the sofa with some type of paper or something. And he was able to keep her body for 13 years. I don't know what he put inside of her. I'm telling you, the devil is busy. You know, then you hear all these young people that, you know, they're constantly, you know, going to the school and threatening, you know, and bullying. It's just so much. And then the young people are losing their lives because of people, the words that people saying to them, and then they go out to the school and they, you know, shooting them up, and all that's not shooting each other up, the ones were being bullied or committing suicide. It's a terrible, terrible thing, you know, to see in a damn time like this when we got young people. I mean, they're constant, babies are being born, and you think about all the stuff that they're going to have to endure. Oh, my God, and the things that are being endured right now, because things ain't getting no better. The Bible says as we get closer to the end, I know people, oh, there's going to be a great revival. No. It ain't going to be no peace. Oh, there's going to be peace. Oh, no. The Word of God said there will be no peace until the Prince of Peace returns. Jesus said he's gone away to prepare a place for us, you know. And we got to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. You know, we got to contend. We here at the Ready Church, we're trying to contend for the faith. And we're trying to encourage you and trying to build you up and to keep your faith in God, the true and living God. Well, people got their faith in so many things, everything but God. They got faith in themselves, self, you know, self-will, self-pride. Oh, man, it's just so much that the enemy is doing, you know, to deceive and to destroy people's lives. And the Bible says that, you know, in Matthew 24 and Boy, say, you know, many are going to be deceived in this last hour. And every day we see people being deceived. You know, the spirit of deception is all in the land. But we must contend for the faith. Contend. That means don't give it up. Don't turn back. Don't lose heart. But continue. Contend for the faith. You know, your faith was in God, the true and living God. Keep your faith in him. He's your only hope. He's our only help. In this last evil days, you see, so much stuff going on, even in the church, you know, the love of men has waxed cold, and, you know, and people just don't even have respect in the house of God no more. There no more values, and, you know, no more morals. People just go to church looking any kind of way, just dress any kind of way. Oh, my God, if a person come into church with a suit on, oh, my God, they look at them funny, strange, like, you know, like they out of order, you know, like, you know, what we used to think was sacred and, you know, and with respect, or I'll say, you know, for the house of God. Now, oh, no, you look around. Oh, my God. The Word of God tells us that the men of God, they're supposed to be preaching the gospel. Well, you hardly even hear the gospel today. It's everything but the gospel in the house of God today, you know. But the Bible said, let us contend for the faith. You know, contend. That means continue. continue in the faith. Keep your faith in the true and living God. And we're supposed to be preaching Christ and Him crucified. Ain't not crucified now. Self is on the throne. I'm telling you, everywhere. The Bible said, you know, there's one God and one mediator between God and men, and that's the man, Jesus Christ. So there's not many ways to Him, y'all. There's only one way, and Jesus is that way. And that's the new age, and, you know, that's the trick of the enemy where they have not contend. They need to continue. But people are now not continuing in the faith. They've gotten a new, you know, it's a new way now, you know, out with the old and in with the new. God's way is no longer the best way. You know, people used to sing the song, God's way is the best way for me. For you, for you. No, but now they ain't singing songs like that no more, you know. But Jesus is on the way, y'all. He's still on the way, you know. We need to, you know, we need to understand this. You know, that's the only thing going to please God. The church of God is, you know, is not a building. Come on. Let me tell you, the church of God is not a building. It's not being a Baptist. I've heard some over the years say, I was born a Baptist, I'm a die Baptist. That won't save you. You hear people, you know, I'm a Pentecostal, and I'm a Church of God in Christ. You know, you can't be born in, you just can't be joined in, you got to be born in. All these catchphrases and stuff that people just use, saying that this is the church, you know, whether you're Presbyterian or whatever, you know, whatever your church, the name on your church building. That's not the church. And the church is not a movement, you know. You heard all these different movements, the Jesus movement, all these different type of movements. But the Bible says there is nothing new under the sun, and none of these things shall move me. All this new stuff is coming. The Word of God said none of these things shall move me. You can't let this stuff move you. You got to contend. Continue in the faith. The faith, the Word of God. The Word of God is where your faith be built up, and the preacher's supposed to be preaching the Word of God. It's that faith coming by hearing, and hearing what? The Word of God. But if they're not preaching the Word of God, you won't know what the Word of God is saying to you. But we must continue, you know? We must continue in the faith, you know? It's not a building. It's not a building. It's not a perpetual thing, you know, things out here. You know, I'm talking about repeated. That's what I mean, you know, repeatedly or recycle. You know, it's not a repeated cycle, you know, that associates us with the church, you know, being the church. But the church of God is the body of born again believers. You must be born again. Nicodemus said, should I go in back into my mother's womb? No. Ye must be born again. And the only way you can be born again, for real, is to be born in Christ. In Christ. In Christ alone. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. On other ground, it's sinking sand. When you get Christ in your life, a new beginning. It'll be a new beginning in your life. Be a new birth. You know? The truth will come in and live inside of you. The Word of God is truth. You know? Let's go to 24 and verse 42. It says, therefore, it said, watch, therefore, ye know not the hour. We don't know where it's coming. You know not the hour of which your Lord do cometh. So we got to continue to praise Him. We got to continue to worship Him. We got to continue to read our word and stand the Word of God, because everything else is going It says, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord do come. So we got to continue just to watch, pray. We don't know. We don't know when Jesus is coming. But one thing for sure, we know he's coming. And we got to stand on it. And then verse 44 says, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as we think not, the Son of Man cometh. So, you know, people today, they act like, you know, they used to believe that Jesus was coming, but now they don't believe it, you know, so now they don't stop watching. But the Bible says right here, therefore be ye also ready. You got to stay ready, stay prayed up, stay praised up, you know, worship and praise and keep your mind on Jesus and keep your mind in the Word of God. It said, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man is come. Jesus is coming. Oh, yes, he's coming. He's coming back for a ready church without spot or wrinkle. You know, we got to be like the five wise and not the five foolish. The Bible said that the five wise, they had oil on their lamps. They stayed ready. They continued in the faith. They weren't like the five foolish that had no oil in their lamp. They messed around, you know, they might have had oil, and then you messed around and lose out. You know, you didn't have no oil when you needed it. And when the bridegroom come to pick you up, we are the bride, and Christ is the bridegroom. He's coming for his bride. Oh, yes. Don't you want to be his bride? Oh, my God, I want to be ready. You know, I want to be an example to those around about me. Everything is going down but the Word of God. The Word of God is the only place and the safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God. I want you to understand that today. Yeah, I want you to understand that today. Jesus is the only way. And there is no other way. Buddha's not the way. Muhammad not the way. Confucius not the way. None of these things. Islam, none of those. The Bible said that Jesus is the way. He's the truth and he's life. Oh, yes. Let's go to John. I'm going to try not to hold you. Let's go to John. Chapter 15, 14. Let me read a little bit here. In John 14, and verse, not your heart be troubled. Don't be worried about, you know, things that's taking place in this world. But keep your mind on Jesus. Continue for the faith. He's still the same God he was yesterday, today, and forevermore. What he did for you 15, 20, 30 years ago, or even yesterday, he is still able to keep us from falling. It's to let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. He got a place for us, honey. He's setting a place for us. He got a home for us. He said, my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He's gone to prepare a place for us. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, my God. Yeah, Jesus is the way. Let not your heart be troubled about the things you see that's taking place and has come upon the face of the earth. Because he said he's still the same yesterday and forever. And he's gone away to prepare a place for us. And he said he's coming again. I know people act like he ain't coming again, but his words say he's coming again. And the signs that we see around about us, the things that's taking place, is a sign that he's coming back, because he showed us and he told us what would take place when he would come back. He said, as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah and all those cities around about them. He said, as in that day, so shall it be in our day. We're right back to Sodom and Gomorrah today. So much wickedness, so much evil, so many things that was right is wrong, and so many things that was right, wrong is right, and light is now darkness, and darkness is light. Oh, my God. He warned us of these times. He said, and whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Here's the answer right here. It's the answer on yesterday. It's the answer on today. It's the answer forevermore. It's the, and Jesus said unto him, I am the way. He didn't say beautiful the way. He didn't say many ways to God. He said, I, personal, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's no other way, honey. Jesus is the only way. He said, no man. I don't care how great you think your pastors and preachers and all these great, you know, Jakes and great, you know, Joel and great Joyce and great Creflo and great Kenneth Copeland and so many Benny Hinn, all these men that people think are great, which they lift up more than the creator, you know. They lift up, you know, lift up man that's just like yourself that got to die, just like you got to give an account, just like you got to stand before God, just like you. And he's a just God. And we're going to give an account. He said, no man cometh unto the Father. I don't care. Like I said, I don't care how great you think these men of the earth is. God is great and greatly to be praised. Jesus sent his only, God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way. He's the way before and he's the way today. It said, no man cometh unto the Father. I don't care who you are. It said, no man. I don't care what your name is. I don't care where you've been, what status you call yourself have. He said, no man comes unto the Father but by me. There's no other way. Everything we do, we should do it in the name of Jesus. Everything in Jesus' name. He sent his only son to restore us back where Adam and Eve fell. He sent his son to restore us back to himself. Jesus is the way. Oh, yes. He's the only way today. Let's go down to, look, this is what he wants us to do also. And let's go down to the 15th verse of that same chapter. It says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Why are people saying outward old, you know, the Old Testament don't mean nothing. We're seeing Exodus 20, you know, all the commandments, you know. Oh, that don't mean nothing now. And, you know, and that's why our world is in a state in which it is today, because they said, take prayer out. Take prayer out of school. Take prayer out of, you know, out of the court. Take the commandments out of the court. Take the commandments out of your home. Take the commandments out of the school. Take the commandments. Just take them out. Now, everywhere that they're taking the commandments out and where they're taking prayer out, the enemy has came in. You never heard of so many horror stories that you hear today, because when you take prayer out, little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. You take prayer out of your home. You take prayer out of school. You take prayer out of community. Take prayer out of your job. And you take out the commandments, you know, thou shalt not kill. And that's why we have so much killing and stealing and destroying. Because when you take the word of God out, you have nothing but chaos and confusion. Destruction. That's what we see today, not only in the church, out of the church, and in the church. Destruction is everywhere. The enemy is everywhere. But it said, if ye love me, this is what the word of God said. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He didn't say get rid of them. Come on, we got to contend for the faith, y'all. Contend for the faith. we can't give up now. We can't turn in. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, and I will praise the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Comforter is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And what's the purpose for the Holy Spirit? Is to lead us and guide us while we're in this earth. To lead us and guide us to truth. He said, another comforter, that he may abide in you. Abide means to live in you, to dwell in you. That the Holy Spirit might dwell in us and live in us with you forever. How long? Forever. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot, the world cannot receive. They can't understand spiritual things. You can't understand spiritual things until you come into Christ. You give your life and your heart to Christ. And then you can contend in the faith. But you need, it starts right there. You have got to commit your life to him. You got to ask him to come into your heart, to save your soul. To, you know, Lord, I need to be saved, Lord. And not just being saved, but you need to go a little further. I need the Holy Promise to send to you. And it will lead you and guide you into all truth. So when all this, you know, fake phoning and false stuff start happening, false prophets and false teachers and false witnesses and all that stuff, you know, you'll know the difference. Because the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. He will let you know the truth from the false, the real from the fake. But it's so important. He said, because whom the world cannot receive. You can't understand. You know, you be trying to explain to sometimes to your family, you know, about Christ and, you know, and his word and, you know, how he'll open up your understanding. They don't understand that. The Bible said it right here. They don't, whom the world cannot understand because they see him not. Neither know him. That's why, because you don't have a personal relationship with Christ. Until you get a personal relationship with Christ and invite him in to your heart and you give up all these things that you think that you need and you want and put that down and receive Christ and say, Lord, I give up all of this to serve you, for you to lead me and guide me, you know. I'm tired of the way that I am. I'm tired of all the stuff that I get into and, you know, and I don't know which way to turn. I'm turning to you today, Lord. Search me, cleanse me, cover me, bless me, minister to me, life, so that I can live. There's life in the Word of God. That's why it's so important to read the Word of God and get the Word inside of you. He said, but the reason why we're not to be a part of the world, because, see, the world, they love their own. They don't understand spiritual things. You know, you say you love the Lord, and they like, what? Love the Lord? For what? You know, yes, we love the Lord, but he said, because you don't have that knowledge, you know. He said, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you. See, so that's the difference. It's a different than an unsaved and a saved. Unsaved and a saved person. He said, because he dwelleth in you. That's why. He dwelleth in us and shall be in you. So he lives in us. You know, when Christ comes in, you know, a new life begins. When you let him in, when you be born again, that's how you be born again. You surrender. Lord, I'm not pleased with the way that I'm living. I'm not pleased with the things that I say, the places I go. I'm just tired. I'm just sick and tired of being tired. Lord, will you help me? Come in and send your comforter that will lead me and guide me. And verse 18 says, and I will not leave you comfortless. That's the purpose of the Holy Ghost. So you won't be comfortless. You know, you won't be alone. No, never alone. When Christ comes in, never alone. He said, I will come to you. He said, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye seeth me, because I live. Ye shall live also. You know, so that the world will understand that Jesus is the light of the world, and he will come in and live his life inside of you, and you will shine. You're so light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, but you'll only shine when you receive Christ in your life. He said, that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye are in me, and I in you. You know, when we get the word inside of us and the word will live inside of you, it will lead you and guide you. Oh, yes. Verse 21 says, and he that has come has my commandments and keep them. He didn't say let them go. He didn't say, no, it's a new thing now. He ordered something different, new world order now. No, no. He said, he that has my commandments and keep them. It is that loves me. He said, then you love me if you keep it. You don't love me if you let it go and you go back and you start doing the same thing you once did and you start, you know, going back to the old you, cussing, drinking, smoking, and lying, and oh my God, and that's what we're seeing today, because when you have all those things, it only brings chaos and confusion. Oh, yes. And he said, he that loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and he will manifest myself to him. Yes. So, you know, it's important that we give our lives to Christ, and we abide in his word. His word abides in us. He will live inside of us when we keep his commandment. Yes, he wants to keep his commandment. Verse 24 says, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. That's why people gone back, because they were just religious. I'm telling you, religion will kill you, will destroy you. Wages of sin is death. That's what comes with religion, death. Because you're playing around. You know, you're not really, you know, dedicated to the Lord. He said, but he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. You won't do the word. You won't be a doer of the word. You'll just be a hearer of the word. And the Bible says we're not just to be a hearer of the word, but we got to be a doer of the word. We got to live right, righteous living. Yeah. He said, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. He said, but the Comforter, come on, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. What is the Comforter? He said, once he leaves, he said he's going to send the Comforter. The Comforter is the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. What's his name? His name is Jesus. He sends it in his name. So when you call on the name of Jesus, and you're sincere and you're for real, then he will come and live inside of you. He said, I will send it in my name. His name is Jesus. He shall teach you all things, not some things. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. He will teach you all things. He will teach you right from wrong. He will teach you good from evil. He will teach you the Holy Spirit, which is the Comforter, is here to lead you and guide you while you're in this world. Because he said, Father, he left. And he said, the same way you see me going, I'm coming again. He's coming. Whether you believe it or not, the word of God said he's coming. And I believe the word of God. That's what we're supposed to be standing on, the word of God. We're supposed to be preaching the word of God. We're supposed to be preaching that Jesus saves, he heals, and he delivers, and he'll keep you. People ain't preaching that now. It's what we're supposed to be ministering, life. Yes. We're supposed to be continuing for the faith. Continue. Not give it up, not turn around, not go back. Contend for the faith. He said, the Holy Spirit shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, he'll bring it back to you. Verse 27, he said, peace I leave with you. Nobody can give you peace but him. He said, peace I leave with you. He said, and my peace I give unto you. Not as this world. The world can't give you peace. You know, we holler and pray, we holler, God wants everybody just to come together and we're going to have peace. No, that's not what this word said right here. It said, peace I leave with you and peace I give unto you, not as the world. The world can't know the peace. He's the Prince of Peace. You can't know true peace until you receive the Father, until you receive Jesus Christ. Then you will know peace. That will surpass your own understanding. Even when things around you is chaotic, everything is just, oh my God, you seem like everything is just turned inside out, upside down, like an hourglass turned upside down. You just flip it and, you know, the sand just start running. Oh my God. He said, not as this room giveth I unto thee. Let not your heart be troubled. He repeated again. We read it in John 14. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, neither let it be afraid. Oh, my God. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come. I'm coming again unto you. He said it right here. Look, I went away, but I'm coming back. People are not ready. You know, they're not, they don't believe Jesus coming again. But the Bible says, ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again. I'm coming again unto you. If you love me, ye will rejoice. Excuse me, my grandson came in, but hallelujah, anyhow. Thank God, train him up. It says, ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice, because I say I go unto my Father. My Father is greater than I. Let's go to John 16. But before we get to John 16, let's go to John 15. Verse 18 says, if the world hated you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And if ye were in the world would love his own. See, the world love his own. He said, but because ye are not in the world, not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. He said, I chose you. He didn't say, you know, men are called, but few are chosen. He said, I chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hateth you. Never have I seen so much hatred for a Christian as I've seen today. I mean, people hate us without a cause, you know, but the Bible warns us. So if the world is loving you, it's because you don't love God. And I didn't say that the world, but God said so. He said, therefore, the world hates you. Remember that the word that I said unto you, that the servant is not greater than his Lord. For they that persecute me, they will also persecute you. And if they had kept my saying, they won't keep yours also. So, I mean, you know, so you try to tell people and try to minister to people and they don't want to hear and stuff. He say, look, arm yourself likewise. It already not happened to me. So, you know, when it happened to us, count it not strange. He said, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. But Jesus' name said, yeah, they hate us without a cause. He said, because they know not him that sent me. They don't understand. You know, we talk about Jesus, you know, and he loves you and he wants to save you. And some of these people don't like one here, but you got to keep on telling them. Hopefully it'll get through to them after a while. You know, something take place in their life and they have to call on the name of Jesus. At least they will know the name of Jesus. They know that there's power in the name of Jesus. It says, if I had not come and spoken unto you, they not had sin. But now that they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. People hate the name of Jesus. People hate God. You know, he said, if I had not known, I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not seen, but now they have, they both seen and hate both me and my Father. People hate the men and women of God, people that call on the name of Jesus, people that, you know, worship Jesus, people hate us. He said, but this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled. It is written in their law. They hate me without a cause. People hate you without a cause. They hate me without a cause. Just like I was praying, I say, you know, you even pray for those that hate you without a cause. People hate you just because you say you love Jesus. People hate you because you say, you know, that you are a child of God. People hate you because of the name of Christ. And verse 26 said, but when the Comforter has come, the Holy Spirit, whom I have sent unto you from my Father. That's where it came from. Because, see, Jesus is the Son of God. He came from his Father. It said, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, came from the Father, he shall testify of me. In other words, he shall be a witness. Yes, a witness. I'm just a witness. I'm just a witness for my Lord. I'm a witness for my Lord. I'm a witness for my Lord. I'm a witness for my Lord. My soul is a witness for my Lord. Then you can say, I'm a sanctified witness. Made to be set apart for the use of the Lord, to be set apart from this world system, from the things that you see everybody else doing and you want to be a part of. He said, He said, many are going to be on that wide road to destruction. But, you know, this road, you know, you want to make it to heaven. He said, few. But I'm a witness for my Lord. I'm a witness for my Lord. I'm a witness for my Lord. My soul is a witness for my Lord. I'm a witness for my Lord today. You know, I go through trials and tribulation, persecution, but I'm still faithful. I'm contending for the faith that was once given to the church. I mean, anybody can praise him and worship him with everything going, you know, going your way, or you feel like everything, there's no, you know, no chaos and no confusion and everything. Oh, anybody can praise him when you think everything going good, but can you praise him when you're going through, when the world seems like everybody's against you, you know, and you just don't see no way out, and, you know, seem like everything is just turned inside out, and, you know, and you don't know where to go, you know, and you, oh, but I can say I'm a witness for my Lord, I'm a witness for my Lord, I'm a witness. Oh, my Lord, my soul is a witness. Oh, my Lord, I'm a sanctified witness. I'm a set-apart witness. That's, yes. Yes, I'm a set-apart witness. For my Lord, set-apart witness. For my Lord, I'm a set-apart witness. For my Lord, my soul is a witness. For my Lord, oh, yes. Your soul has to be a witness. But, Lord, you got to stand up. Continue for the faith. I was once given to the church. We can't say, oh, God, doing a new thing now. I'm with the old and with the less. I am with the old and in with the new. Oh, no. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, because people's hearts will fail them in the last days because of the things that's coming upon the face of the earth. But the word of God said, let not your heart be troubled. I'm telling you today, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. He said he's going to prepare a place for us. Oh, he's coming back, y'all. He's coming back for a ready church without spot or wrinkles in your life today. In verse 7 of this same chapter, it said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. He said, look, I tell you the truth. I'm not lying to you. It's not a false God. It's not a fake and phony and, you know, oh, no. It's not, you know, but he said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expediently for you, you know, that I go away. It's necessary. It's necessary that he went away for us, y'all. He says, expediently that I go away for you. Go away. Boy, if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. The Holy Spirit won't come unto us. You know, some people say, the Holy Ghost was back when in the Old Testament and all that, you know. But that's not what the Word of God said. He said, I send you the Comforter, and he will lead you and guide you into all truth. He said, I go away. That the Comforter, you know, if I go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he comes, the Holy Spirit, this is an important part, which, you know, the devil don't want the church to know about. So he just got you humping, jumping, doing everything but, you know, getting the Word of God, which you need to save your soul, you know, and to make you whole. He said, and when he comes, the Holy Spirit comes, or the Holy Ghost comes to you, he will what? Reprove the world. What is reprove the world? Correct. Nobody wants to be correct. They reject. They reject being correct. He said, but when the Holy Spirit comes, when the Holy Ghost comes unto you, he will reprove you. He will correct you. He will chastise you. You know, he tell you about your behavior, right from wrong, good and evil. He said, reprove the world of sin and of righteousness, so you will know the good from bad and, you know, right from wrong. And he said, and of judgment. Yes. He said, in sin, because they believe not on me. He said he's come to reprove the world of their sin. Why? Because they believe not on me. They don't believe on him. That's the purpose. He wants you to believe on him. He said, and of righteousness. Righteousness what? For what? He said, because I go into my Father and you see me no more. And thirdly, he said, and of judgment. Judgment of what? Of judgment because of the prince of this world is judged. The prince of the world? Who is the prince of the world? Satan, the prince of the world. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but what? Ye cannot bear them now. You know, you can't take it. People can't take it. He said, you can't bear it right now. He said, how big when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth, not error, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you. He will guide you into all truth, not some truth. The Holy Spirit is for a purpose. It's not enough to just get saved, y'all. You know, confess with your mouth and, you know, and believe in your heart and just be saved. You need to go a little further. You need the Holy Spirit. He said, how be it be when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He will, and he shall not speak of himself. He won't brag about himself like me preacher. You know, bragging about the money, bragging about the houses and cars and how many members they got. You don't have no members. All the people belong to God. Nobody belongs to you. You need to get this thing right. He said, for he shall not speak of himself. He won't brag on himself. He said, for whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Only when you get the Holy Spirit, he will lead you and guide you. He show you things. Yes, Lord, he will. I know. Oh, my God. I've been saved for 40-some years. Yes, Lord. 48 years I've been saved. I gave my life to the Lord. And I didn't just go there. I said, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Oh, fill me. And I called on Jesus. And I received the Holy Spirit. And that's what's keeping me. He dwells in me. He lives in me. I couldn't make it without the Holy Spirit. He teaches you. He shows you what's right and what's wrong. That's what the Holy Spirit is here for, to reprove us of right and wrong. And we would know good from evil. We would know bad from, you know, from good. And we would know light from darkness. Today, people don't have the Holy Spirit. They're just religious. Don't have a personal relationship with him so he can lead you and guide you into all truth so you know the difference in right and wrong, good and evil. You know, don't have boys are having the Holy Spirit, you know, to lead and guide you, show you things to come, even show you things to come. They say, he shall glorify me, meaning Jesus, and he shall receive mine and shall show it unto you. He show you things. He showed you. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, he will. And it said, all things that the Father had are mine. Therefore, say I that he shall take a mind and shall show it unto you. Oh, yes, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. We need to get back into the Word of God. You know, we need to go back from Genesis to Revelation and say, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me so I can receive truth. And I will know and I'll walk in truth and not walk in error. Yes. And the Bible, you know, talks about, you say, let us contend for the faith, but not just contend, but earnestly contend. Yeah, earnestly contend. You know, for what once was delivered unto the saints, unto the believers. Come on, y'all. We got to get this thing back right. We got to get it right. You see, for any abortionist, you know, you think about it, it's all, they do it all day. You know, these abortion clinics and all that, they be killing babies, you know, and stuff. Abort, to give up something. But the Bible said, let us contend. Don't give up. You know, they killing innocent babies. They taking people's lives. And that's what the enemy's doing today. He's doing the same thing. Satan works, his work on death. It's like abortion. He's in sin to abort you. Why are you in sin? To get rid of you. Why are you in sin? To destroy you. To take you away. To get rid of you. Just like he, you know, just like these people be killing these babies, aborting babies. The enemy wants to abort your life. He wants to take you out. He wants to destroy you. You know, he don't love you. The devil don't love you. He come to kill, steal, and destroy you because he hates you. Hate you, and hate everything that you stand for. You stand for righteousness. You stand for holiness. The devil hates you. Oh, my God. The Bible says there's no good thing in your flesh. The enemy works with the flesh, you know. Principalities, powers of the air, you know, he's all in those things, you know. Speaking to your heart and your eye gates, and, you know, it's so important that we see what the enemy is doing today. You need your eyes to see. You can't see in the dark. You need your eyes to see. Stay in the light. Jesus is the light of the world. He's not the darkness of the world. He's the light of the world. When darkness comes, we can't see. You know, we have to turn the light on so we can see. Jesus is the light. You need Jesus. He's the light. Satan is darkness. Jesus is light. Oh, yes. And 2 Timothy 2:7 said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. People don't have a sound mind today. That's in and everything go. You're not sober-minded. You sound like a drunk person. You know what I'm saying? You know, I lost all sobriety. I'm telling you, it's just, oh, my God. But we got to stay in Christ. The only way to stay in Christ is stay in his word so that we can be sober-minded. We can be clear-minded. So let this mind be in you, that which was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, my God. Yes. And we must believe, like Ephesians 2:3-20 say, for God can do above what we can exceedingly abundance, above all that we can ask or think. I can see that. He will. He'll do abundance, above what you can even ask or think. When you stand his word, his promise, his word is true. Yes. Yes. We must stay in the word of God. Stand on truth. Haven't done all the way standing. Time is winding up. It's going to come. Coming back for a ready church. Without spotting wrinkles in our lives. You know, my husband, you know, he used to say, you know, there's a lot of people that got me-ology. Just me. And no knee-ology. You need to get on your knees. And it will produce theology the generation to come. Yes. Yes. It produced fruit. A foundational truth. People, I mean, we'll have foundational truth no more. Everything is going down to the Word of God. Oh, yes. The Bible said, let us contend for the faith. Proverbs 22 and 28 said, remove not the ancient mark. The ancient mark. We got to contend. Don't move it. Don't remove the landmark, the blueprint, you know, to everything that starts, you know. Got to have a blueprint. Got to have a foundation. And God's word is our basic instructions before leaving this earth. We have got to stand. Have it done all to remain standing. Even though everything falling down around about you, stand. Stand on God's word. Stand on his truth. Oh, yeah. Stand on his truth. Jesus never failed. Heaven and earth might pass away, but Jesus will never fail. Today, we here at the Ready Church are trying to help you to contend for the faith in the word of God. You see how quiet it is right now. Get along with him. Turn that music off. Turn everything off. Get along with God. And let him speak to you. And you hear him clearly. Because, you know, if you got a lot of sound and a lot of noise going on around about you, you can't think. You can't really receive, you know, like you would if you were just quiet in a stillness, a still place. You know, we just said, peace be still. Peace be still. A stillness, a calmness. We here at the Ready Church, we just want to help you to be ready. There's so much that we're going up against, you know, in our homes and in the school and on your job and just everywhere. There's so much to pray for. We as a body of Christ, we need to get back to the gospel. The good news, the word of God. He come to save you. He come to heal you. He came to make you whole. But we must confess our sins and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. And that he wants to live inside of you. That he just blew the breath of life inside of you. And you can be born again. A new spirit. Out with that evil spirit. Because the Bible says, you know, when that spirit goes out, he goes looking. And if he comes back to that house, that empty house, and nothing's in there, he brings seven more of his friends with him. Seven more demons. Worse than the ones you had before. Have you ever seen people in the day like, I'm here so-and-so did so-and-so this. Something bad, you know. But he was so quiet and he was so good and he was, oh, he just looked like he would never do anything like that. But, you know, those eye gates, things that people, you know, sit around and just take in and feed yourself through your eyes, which is a window to your soul. You know how sometimes you look at people and you be like, oh, man, they so high. If you ever been, you know, on drugs, you know when another person is high through their eyes. It's the same thing if you've been around a person and you've been, you know, drunk or you used to drink and stuff. You know those spirits. And all you get just look at their eyes. You know, you be like, oh, look at their eyes. Yeah, the eyes is a wonder to your soul. Things you take in. Be careful, eyes, what you see and ears, what you hear. Those are gates. And those are the gates that the word of God is supposed to be sharing the word of God out of. These men of God, their ears, you know, they stand there and they, out of their mouth, they're supposed to be preaching the word of God, you know. And your ears are supposed to be hearing the word of God. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing what the word of God. But as I said earlier, if you don't hear the word of God, they're not teaching and preaching the word of God. If they're not telling you what you really need to hear. And the ministers are supposed to be gatekeepers, watching out for the enemy, just like it. You know, if you was in the military, you know about, you know, they got guards at the gate watching for the enemy. That's the purpose for them being there. And it's the same thing as the church, but you look around today, and it's just so much stuff in God's house. And that's why God said judgment must begin in his house. You know, because of all the stuff that's taking place in the house. And the Bible says in the book of Amos, they say, you know, there's going to come a time when people are going to want to hear the word. You know, hear the word. And it won't be able to, won't be there, you know. And in some countries right now, you know, banned, the Bibles have been banned. The word of God. They're trying to ban the word of God. So it's so important. I'm telling you here at the Redder Church, please get in your Bible. Please get in the word of God. Come on, get up earlier. If you say, hey, I got to be at work at such a time and it's just too early for me, get up earlier. Take time. Start your day off with Jesus with prayer and praise and worship and asking God to protect you through the day and your family. It's a praying time, y'all. Get back to the basic foundational truth. You know, stand on his promises. He says, not giving us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Get into the word of God. Come on, get back to the Bible. Jesus is the only way. He's our only hope. Come on. Don't say these new terms that people are saying today that there are many ways to God. No, the enemy is tricking you. And God is not doing a new thing that is so new this night in his word. You know, I look and I say, Lord, have mercy. People are talking about evolution, and people can't even see it. I mean, just imagine right now. Close your eyes right now, and you see an ape, a little bit of ape. You know we were taught in school. Yeah, you see them lining up, an ape, small ape, then another ape, then another ape, then another ape, until you get to the big ape, and then you turn a man. Do that make sense? That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said, out of my mother's womb. Oh, come on, now. These supposed to be intelligent beings. But you think evolution, revolution, all this over the word of God? Come on. Out of my mother's womb. The Bible said we were born in sin, but you can be born again in sin into, from Adam and Eve disobeying God. I already put them in the garden, gave them instruction. What they can and could not do. There's rules everywhere. I don't care where you go. There's rules in the schoolhouse. There's rules on your job. Certain things you can't do. Certain things you can't wear. Even today, there's still rules. But they don't want you to have rules in God's house. Nobody wants God to be or have authority over them. They want to be God themselves. That is a spirit of deception. It's getting you prepared for the Antichrist. It's getting you prepared for the mark of the beast. Everything is being set up right now. It ain't everything to take you away from the mind of God and from the word of God. That is what the enemy is doing, getting things set up for the Antichrist. The Antichrist is against Christ. That's what that means. Anything anti is against, you know? Anti-abortion is anti-anything, is against. So, come on. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your word tonight. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Cover our thoughts. Speak to our hearts, oh God. Touch our minds, souls, and bodies on tonight, oh God. You're able to heal, set free, and deliver. You sent your word and you healed them all. You're still the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. As we continue to walk by faith and not by sight, and as we continue in the word of God, you said, let us contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. Oh, my God, it's your holy word. It's an everlasting word, oh, God. It's truth. Help us to walk therein. We thank you, oh, God, for those that listen on today. Pray that they won't leave the same. We pray that one something that we said or done on today, touch their hearts on today, that you would deal with them. Don't let them rest, God, till they say, what must I do to be saved? Oh, my God. You say, except we repent, we shall likewise perish. Oh, God, you don't want any to perish on today. Oh, my God. Speak to their hearts. Don't let them rest until they say, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name we pray. We here at the Ready Church want to continue for the faith that was once given to the saints. Time is winding up. Oh, yes, it is. He's soon to come. And as we always say, the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. And I want you to know today that we need a word from the Lord. A word from the Lord. Just one word from the Lord. Removes all the doubt and cause the sun to shine and give us peace of mind. Oh, speak, Lord, speak, speak, Lord. I pray that He's spoken to your heart today through the Word of God. Having done all, let us continue to stand. And you last an evil day. God bless you. The Ready Church. Be ready.